Hello and welcome, my dear children, to this new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. We are in the midst of a very exciting and action-packed adventure with Draco the Friendly Dragon, Tolly, his friend and guide, Ayan the Dragon Rider, Alina the Flame Keeper, Samir the Historian and Uncle Kabir the Sorcerer. In the last episode, Ayan and Draco decoded a blueprint given to them by Samir, which could help them enter the secret guarded fortress of Adar the Horrible. They suspected that Fireball and Adar were both in the fortress and were devising their plans to attack Uncle Kabir's castle in the forest. It was up to Draco and Ayan to find out the details of their plans and to come up with a strategy to defeat them. According to the plans on the blueprint, Ayan and Draco avoided the three sides with the glass-like volcanic magma around the fortress and went down to the beach instead. They walked about 2 kilometers away from the fortress along the water until they came to a huge conical rock which was 5 times as tall as Draco. It was much larger than any of the other rocks on the beach and could not be missed. This was supposed to be the marker to the entrance of the secret tunnel. Draco and Ayan both used their invisibility cloaking powers and looked carefully up and down the beach before approaching the rock. But there was no one to be seen. Since Ayan could decode maps better, he took the lead and went ahead. The boy approached the huge rock and could make out 2 faint markings in the shapes of triangles on the rock face. Ayan placed one hand on one of the markings and asked Draco to place his one hand on the other marking as they were too far apart for him to reach. Then the two friends pushed on the engravings with all their strength. At first, nothing happened, but after a few seconds, with a grinding noise, the rock face caved in on itself to reveal a triangle-shaped opening. Ayan walked in carefully while Draco followed. It was a tight fit and the big dragon could barely squeeze through. As soon as they had entered, the opening in the rock face filled out and the cavern in which they had entered was plunged into darkness. Draco activated his dragon vision and linked it with Ayan so that both of them could see even though it was dark. They did not want to light a flame or switch on a torch for fear of alerting any guards or enemies who might be patrolling the tunnel. Ayan and Draco walked slowly ahead. The tunnel smelled damp and musty as if it hadn't been used in a very long time. Perhaps even Adar did not know about it, but they could not be sure. They decided to remain careful and only communicate through their thoughts to avoid talking and making any noise. Ayan kept reading the map and following it diligently. There were several smaller branches of the tunnel that seemed to lead away in different directions, but there was only one true path which would lead them to the fortress. It was a long and meandering path, which sometimes sloped upwards and sometimes downwards with no clear pattern. Ayan just hoped that he was reading the map correctly. Finally, after walking slowly and carefully for almost 45 minutes, the path sloped suddenly and steeply upwards, leading towards a set of iron rungs fitted into the stone wall, meant to act as a ladder. At the top of the ladder, there was an iron grate which had a trapdoor fitted into it. They had finally done it. They had reached the end of the tunnel. This was their way inside. The only problem was, they did not know where the tunnel came out, and it was too risky to just open the trapdoor and emerge into the fortress. The two of them decided to wait out the day and take their chances in the dark of the night. They lay down on the hard floor and tried to rest as best as they could. Ayan and Racco shared some food from his backpack, and the two of them counted down the hours till they could go in. From time to time, they could hear footsteps and voices above them through the trapdoor. So they knew that there were creatures inside the fortress, and it was not just empty. That was Adar's powerful cloaking magic. He must be a very powerful wizard to constantly keep up invisibility shields all around such a large fortress. After waiting out the day, Ayan and Racco finally decided to take a chance and slip inside. It was past midnight and the blue dragon had not heard any footsteps close to them for more than an hour. Even with his powerful Draenor, he was quite sure that there was nobody around. So the two of them decided that it would be safe to come out of the tunnel. Ayan went up first and gently tried to open the trapdoor, but the hinges were rusted shut. He was relieved to know that nobody had come down there in a long time. Draco came to his rescue by using a blast from his mouth to melt the hinges without making a single sound. Ayan waited for the metal to cool a bit and gently lifted the trapdoor up and slid it aside. He peeped out, looking all around him, alert for any movement or noise. But everything was still and dark. It was a moonless night and the only source of light was starlight. Ayan was grateful because it meant that they would also be difficult to see. Keeping his invisibility shield on, he climbed out of the tunnel and realized that he was on one of the terraces of the fortress. It seemed to be a disused terrace with some litter and debris lying around. He gestured to Draco and the dragon came up as well. They carefully replaced the trapdoor so that nobody stumbled upon it even by mistake and realized that intruders had entered the fortress. As they were deciding which way to go, they heard footsteps and quickly flattened themselves against a far wall. Two soldiers came on the terrace and marched across, looking left and right all around them with unsmiling faces. They each carried a huge bow and a bunch of arrows slung over their shoulder, along with a short sword tied at their waists. They wore black tunics with red metal scales as battle gear. Draco and Ayan realized that they must be guards on patrol duty who would be walking across the fortress throughout the night. They would have to be careful. They had no idea how many such guards there might be. Draco asked Ayan to notice their eyes. They glowed red in the dark like an animal's. Draco suspected that it was due to Adar's enchantment using fireball's power and that it gave the guards the ability to see clearly even in the dark. They would really have to be careful and not come face to face with any of them. As the guards continued on their patrol, Ayan and Draco quietly walked in the direction where they had come from. They wanted to reach the center of the fortress. That was likely to be the safest and most protected area. And if Adar and Fireball were indeed there, they would most likely be found at the heart of the fortress. The two friends walked quickly but quietly, jumping across three more towers and terraces and avoiding many other patrol guards until they reached the central courtyard of the fortress. They looked down and stared in horror. It was a huge courtyard with at least 5,000 creatures, all with glowing red enchanted eyes. This was clearly Fireball and Adar's army. And this is where we end today's episode, kids. I'm sure you are excited to know what happens next. Join me for the next part of this action-packed adventure on the next episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. Until then, be good, Take care and bye-bye.